to read, maybe, this morning from different scriptures. The book of Revelation, in the second chapter, it reads in there of the seven churches of Asia. Seven churches of Asia at that time was in a, it was in a circle. They were the, what we would call the leaders of the whole world at that time. And the message that John got was for these seven churches in Asia. Each of these churches, as they were, as he addressed them to each and every one, he had compliments for them, but he also told them of the things that was not quite right in their church. Now you can read them. I don't want to get into the various parts of that, but I do just want to read to you the second chapter, 7th verse. This was to the church of Ephesus. He says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." He's telling this church of Asia. He's saying, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church." He's not talking about listening to what the preacher said or the this, that, or the other thing. He's saying, listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Not every little whip and wham that you hear coming about this, that, and your other thing, but listen to what God has to say. He's telling this church. He said, if you will do this, if you will do this and be obedient and listen to what he said, I will give to eat of the tree of life. Life eternal, life everlasting, the tree of life that was in the midst of the garden, that tree he will give to eat of. He's telling this church, if you'll hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. Pretty important to listen. He that hath an ear to Ephesus, he's writing this church, to this church. In the 11th verse, to the church of Smyrna, he reads, "He that hath an ear," well, that's the same as that same reading, "let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt in the second death." The very same words, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." If we will listen, if they will listen, they will hear, and they will not have any part of the second death. Whew. Second death. Ooh, that's a bad one. The second death. That final judgment. The end time when cast into the lake of fire where the worm dieth not. You know, that's a pretty serious thing. But he said, he that has an ear, let him hear to avoid a second death. You know, this life that we're in today, we, every one of us, there's not a one of us in here this morning that doesn't think about or dread death. Huh? You know, we know that the reward after death is great for those that believe. We know that, but we ain't none of us really in a hurry to get there. Like you always said one time, He said, "Don't you want to go to heaven?" He said, "Yeah, but I didn't know they're going to get up a load tonight." Yeah, we're in no hurry to meet death. But let me tell you one thing right now. This death that we're going to part with here upon this life that we're living today is nothing. Not anything compared to what he was talking about there, that second death. For those that are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the second death is final judgment into a lake of fire. Wow! Does that scare you? It should. It really should, that we can avoid this simply by believing. Very simple. Doesn't cost you a penny. Just believing in faith, believing. He said that was to the church of Smyrna. Very same words. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says in the church. Go on over to the 17th verse. To the church of Pergamos. He's writing. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Very same words. Spiritual ear, listen. To him that overcometh, I will give to the eat of the hidden manna. I'm going to give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. White stone. Ooh boy, that's the truth. Find your name written on the white stone. Sealed. Goodness of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. The very same words he's talking here to this church, and he's telling them if they overcome, that they will receive that reward written in stone, white stone, not to be changed by anybody, but written in stone to be there forever. Yep. Overcome. Hidden manna? Well, they had manna in the wilderness, didn't they? Lasted for one day. This would last forever. A new stone, and a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving him. Does that mean I'm not going to be known by my name now? He says, you'll be known even as you are known. But we will have a new name that no man, can you imagine? Yes. Tom? Old Tom Snyder. That old rascal? Yeah. There's his name written on that stone, given to him because he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Or did he? Or did he? You see, we live in hope. If we have been obedient to what Christ said, yes, indeed. There's a stone there. See, this is Britain. But underneath that name, there is a new name written that you don't know, I don't know, nobody knows until we receive that stone. There's that name written down. Praise the Lord. A new name. No man knows about it. If we have accepted Jesus Christ, done what he asked, if we have listened with a spiritual ear and not with a worldly ear, just to listen to all the stuff that goes on. No, believing in this or that or the other thing, that doesn't count. As we talked in Sunday school this morning, couldn't hardly be quiet. But I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear what the Spirit said to the church. You got to listen. Too often we've got a mindset and we're, well, I know all about that. And yes, preacher, you just get ready to talk all day. tell you what to do. I've been there, done that. I've qualified. I've done everything you said, and I'm perfectly happy. Yeah, right. Turn it off and listen to what God has to say. Yes. A lot of times we have to zip it up. And we have to quit talking when we have to start listening. Yes. He that has an ear, let him hear. Church for him. Church of Thyatira, number 29. Again, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. He made no qualifications here, did he? He said, just listen. That's all you got to do. Just listen with a spiritual ear, he's telling you. Yes, you listen to it. 3. Chapter 3, verse 6. To the church of Sardis. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Again, simply listening. And again, in the 13th verse, to the church of Philadelphia. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And in the 22nd verse, to the church of Laodicea. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Each and every church that he addressed, each and every one that he wrote to, he said, listen to what God has to say. He found in those churches lukewarmness. Yeah. He found in those churches people that had lost their first love. He found in those churches, and you can read them all there. I forget them a lot. I can't get it straight. But nevertheless, he found problems in every one of them. Well, it enlisted on a couple of them there. But he's telling them people to listen with a spiritual ear. 7 churches of Asia. What? There's another one. There's another church there. And this may be in the book of Hezekiah. I don't know. But it's listed there on the notes that I have. The East Clarksburg Baptist Church. Listed right down there. And it says under there, hear what God is saying to us. Yes, we can read of the 7 churches of Asia. We can study. We can find their faults. We can find their problems. We can go down the line and list and see what all was wrong in those churches. We can see what they needed to do. And it spells it out what we need to do. And we need to do exactly the same in the East Clarksburg Baptist Church. We need to listen to what God has to say and quit our yakety, 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 all the gossip that you hear coming into the church, all of the things that we like to talk about. We like to talk about neighbors. We like to do this. We like to do that. Instead of shutting our mouth on our knees and listening to what God has to say. Pretty tough, isn't it? Yes, it is tough. But until we get down to business and start listening to what God wants, and not what we love to talk about, gossip and this and that and the other thing, until we can get serious about it, you're not going to see anything happen. Those folks that are out there and lost all around about in this community are going to die and go into a devil's hell if we don't listen to what God wants us to do. Yes! Yes! It's tough. It's tough. But we've got ourselves into a system. We've got ourselves into an order that it has to be just so-so. Yes. Well, let me tell you something, folks. On that day of judgment, when these people out here that are all around about us, And when they read there and find out that their name's not written in that Lamb's Book of Life, it's not there. And he'll say, "Depart from me, I never knew you. Cast into a devil's hell to burn forever and ever." And who is responsible? You think about it a minute. Because we would not shut our mouth and listen to what God wants us to do. I've preached it here for 3 years now. Yes. That we need to be on our knees praying to God and trying to find answers. Do we do it? No. We're still glued to the seats. We're still stuck in our own way. We're still trying to live in a way that suits up. No, I don't want to be bothered. Yes, it's tough preaching, folks. Let me tell you. But it's time to get tough. Because the world out there is not waiting on us. Yeah, we talked this morning in Sunday school about the religious symbols all around about us, and they're trying to take them away. Yes, the government is listening to those people out there that say, take away the Ten Commandments, take away the cross, take away all this, take away anything that represents Jesus Christ, take it away. That's what they're saying. They're standing up and they're talking. What are we doing? Sitting on her seat, glued down. Yes, yes. I don't want to make a spectacle. No, we don't. You read it in the newspaper. You turn on your TV, you hear it. Yes, there's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of things about burning the Quran and all that. Yes, that's just top news today. Yes, who's it drawing attention to? Jesus Christ? No. It's to a person, to a man, to a church. He's more popular today than he ever was in his life. Yes. If you want to see your church filled, you start a rumor, you start some kind of commotion, and you take it out here on the street, and you hammer it away, someone will start listening, and then more and more and more, and up more curiosity to see what's going on. Just to see what's going on. Not interested in Jesus Christ, but only just to see what's going on. Yes. Yeah, that's the way it works. Well, folks, let me tell you. I'm here to tell you one thing this morning. One thing only. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. No man, but what the Holy Spirit says. Listen with a spiritual ear. Don't be afraid to bow your knees. If you're too proud to bow your knees at an altar of prayer, then whoa. Don't look good, does it? You see? Yes. Yes. You can pray standing up. You can pray at your kitchen dishwashing. You can pray anywhere you want to be. But to get real down serious, you got to find that closet. You got to get away. You got to shut the world out. We made an altar. We made a special place. There's not a place in Clarksburg. There's not a place in Harrison County. There's not a place in West Virginia. There's not a place in the United States. There's not a place in this whole wide world that's more important to this church than right here. This is it. Yes. Yes. Listen. Just listen. If you can't say a word, listen. Just listen. Just bow on your knees and listen. And listen to what God has to say. And He'll make it right. I can't. I can show you the way. The old saying goes, you can lead that horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can't. I can show you the way. I can show you the way to peace. I can show you the way to health. I can show you the way to happiness. I can show you the way to all of it. But if you don't want it, I can't give it. Yes. Okay. Listen with a spiritual ear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we just ask, Lord, that you will look upon us. God, as needy and humble people. Lord, that we're wanting. Lord, that we need a filling of the Holy Spirit. We need a movement within us. We need to get on fire. Lord, that we might be able to see our church prosper, to see your church grow, to see souls saved. We know, Father, that your time is short, that we don't have much time here to work. So we ask God, use us as you would see fit. And Lord, instead of turning and running away, turning aside and saying, that's not for me, I can't do this, I can't do that, give us courage, Father. Courage to stand up and to take part. To be, Father, what you'd have us to be. The leaders in a dying community. Show us the way, Lord, that we might present life and liberty to anyone who wants it. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. And amen. We stand and have a song of invitation. God has spoken to your heart this morning, Lou. The only thing I can say is boom. Don't wait. Just be.